Now, let's talk about something that isn't virus-related. The COVID-19 pandemic may have thrown entertainment venues like Toowoomba's Empire Theatre into darkness, but tonight, the Empire strikes back. Yes, I'm afraid I cannot miss an opportunity to play the Star Wars theme. Now, when the sun sets this evening, the Empire Theatre will light up with a spectacular visual display of lights and colour designed as both entertainment but also a tribute to those at the front line of the fight against coronavirus. The event is part of a nationwide movement by the Australian live performance industry. It's called Light Unite. Ben Hunt is the Empire Theatre's head of lighting, and the ABC's David Iliffe asked him where the idea for this light show tribute came from.
On Sunday, March 22nd, in a bit of an act of solidarity for all the health heroes fighting COVID-19 globally, AV rental companies and venues lit up the night sky in Europe in an initiative that they called Light the Sky. And similar events have been happening across the world. Recently, the USA has its own version of Light the Sky, where buildings and landmarks were all lit up in blue. And Australia is taking a bit of a slightly different approach, which has a little bit more creative license, I guess. And after an article was published by Kat Strom from ALIA, which is the Australasian Lighting Industry Association, on Light the Sky, she thought it'd be a great idea if we could replicate the initiative in Australia nationwide, not only as a mark of respect for all of those who are fighting COVID-19, but also to shine a light on the entertainment sector during this trying time. And as a result, sort of rental companies, venues and the like are joining in the movement Australia-wide, lighting up their premises and shining light beams into the sky.
Such a terrific idea, because do you think that, I guess, a lot of people are aware that a lot of businesses have closed or have gone into hiatus because of COVID-19, but they don't automatically think of all aspects of the entertainment industry? You know, they might think of the performer or the more high-profile positions, but not the sort of behind-the-scenes or not the extent of the impact on the entertainment industry. Do you find that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not just, you know, the big icon, you know, star performers and that are affected. It's, you know, everyone from like the catering, it's logistics, the getting to and from venues, obviously technicians, producers. There's a massive chain that follow those, you know, headline acts around. And there are a lot of, you know, artists out there that are going contract to contract and genuinely hurting because of the COVID-19 crisis.
So this display that we'll see in some form or another, or that it will at least take place outside the Empire, who put it together? Who designed it?
Yeah, so it's really been a bit of a team effort in getting the event up and running, which has actually been really good in these, you know, in these times where everyone's working from home remotely, to have a bit of sort of inter-department connectivity, which is great. So between sort of members of our own technical department, we've got a really talented in-house graphic designer as well. We've been able to create our version of Light Unite, which has come around quite quickly for us. So design time's been quite tight, but the design itself contains a mix of projected media onto the front facade of the Empire Theatre's main building and moving lights also supporting the projected content.
So is it based at all on an original idea, or is the entire of what people will see or what you'll actually do there, is it all sort of an original concept created in-house of the Empire?
Yes. So it's totally our original creative content. It's 100% creative license for us to produce it how we wanted to produce it. So while some venues and that might be just, you know, shining light into the sky, we're going to use the beautiful architecture on the front of the building to enhance the projected content that we plan on putting up there. So we have a bit of a unique standpoint on that.
Wow. That's fantastic. Would I be right that it's funny that it's come about in the way that it has, but surely as an assignment or as gigs go, this would be the most creative freedom that your team would have been given for quite a long time. I mean, normally you know, someone would ask you to design something, but they'd have an agenda or they'd have a list of boxes that have to be ticked. Whereas this, you were just given a blank slate.
Yeah, pretty much. Occasionally you get a bit of a design brief, but with this one, it's pretty much, do as you see fit. And we're certainly going to, take that on board and create something a little bit special for our venue, yeah.
Is it purely sound and vision, or is it audio as well?
So it is just a visual presentation. Yep. So, yeah, it's purely visual. And the presentation will run for between 10 and 15 minutes, sort of on repeat between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Wednesday.
And will it be, I mean, because of the restrictions, you can't invite people down to see it, but are you going to live stream it, or are you going to encourage people to even sort of drive past slowly to take it in? How will you sort of get people to have a look at what you've done?
Yeah, look, obviously it's really the intention that people, wanting to have a look at the content, do so from home afterwards. As obviously the government directed, people should only be leaving their homes if it's essential. So what we're going to do is we're going to record a time-lapse of the actual project through the evening, and that'll be available on social media after the event. But obviously, that being said, this is really for our emergency service workers, and they're the ones that are going to be working and out there in the community when it's happening. So they'll actually be able to see it. And yeah, for anyone that is interested on what is going on here and around the country to support this initiative, they can follow the hashtag LightUniteOz on social media.
Light Unite on the outside of Toowoomba's Empire Theatre, happening this evening between 6 and 8 o'clock. Of course, current restrictions means you can't actually go down to the theatre to see or watch the display, but you can see it on the Empire Theatre's Facebook page. So head there, go to Facebook, go to Empire Theatre and see the photos and videos of tonight's display. Or perhaps you might be driving home from work at around 6, who knows, and perhaps take a slight detour past the Empire Theatre. It's on between 6 and 8 tonight. Of course, if you can't and you shouldn't be driving around just because, go to Facebook and search for the Empire Theatre and you'll see that display right there. It is 7 minutes to 7.